Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, CM Punk drops a huge Daniel Bryan hint on AEW Dynamite.
Could Chris Jericho retire after All Out this year?
Are Impact Wrestling interested in Bray Wyatt?
And a major update on Pete Dunne's WWE contract status. I'm Adam Wilborn.
So am I.
And this is the news.
All right, we're going to kick things off by talking about CM Punk on last night's episode of Dynamite. Not the most revolutionary promo in the world, but it got the crowd going and it was fun, so who cares? One of the topics of conversation was, of course, All Out, where he's going to face Darby Allin, and he brought up, I need to pass tests like this if I'm going to see if I'm still the best in the world. And what did the crowd in Milwaukee chant? Yes.
Yes.
I.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
They're a little bit more enthusiastic than we were, but they chanted it, and CM Punk didn't ignore it. He leaned into it and he addressed it. He said the following. That is somebody else's shtick, and you might have to be a little more patient, okay? So, you know, it's not quite as overt as some of the teases AEW did for Punk. It's pretty damn overt. Pretty damn overt in general. Obviously, Danielson, Brian, American Dragon, whatever you want to call him, beard guy, he's been linked with AEW extensively since Body Slam's Cassidy Haynes came through with the initial report. Last month, stating that he'd signed the contract, was 100% locked in, was the direct quote, I believe. Arparash Stadium in New York City, that has been mentioned as a potential landing spot. But hey, guess what? There's a pay-per-view next week as well. And that might happen as well. But that's just us kind of speculating. Either way, cool to see him touching on that on television. Mm. Handled the crowd well, of course. And listen, how can you not be excited about one of the greatest wrestlers of all time showing up?
Yeah, and the thing is, like, when people, prior to CM Punk arriving, people would say, oh, well, you know, they hype all these big surprises up and then maybe sometimes they don't necessarily deliver. But with CM Punk, AEW fans can now go, well, look, if they're openly admitting it, this isn't something where we've all dreamt. Maybe the big surprise is going to be Brock Lesnar and it's Christian, which
Tucker,
is still good, but yeah. It was just, you know, didn't sort of equate to things. So I sense we're going to get more and more of these teasers. When's Arthur Ashe? Late September?
Sidgwick's birthday, 22nd of September.
So we've
buy
got
him
that.
A cameo.
So maybe they're going to get more and more overt with the teasers in the coming weeks. A bit like they did with CM Punk, with not only Darby Allin, of course, but with the Cookie Monster and the Chick Magnet teasers. What if in a Dynamite or Rampage in the next few weeks, they put a goat in tennis gear on telly?
Perfect representation of Daniel Bryan.
There you go. Sweet ideal. TK, just a thought. Right, speaking also about fallout from last night's Dynamite, Chris Jericho is going to retire from wrestling.
Confirmed.
After All Out, because he's facing the best wrestler in the world who's never lost a singles match. John Moxley cheated. MJF is going to be facing Chris Jericho at All Out, with the stipulation being that if Chris Jericho loses on the 5th of September, he has to retire from professional wrestling. He's not disappearing. He's not going to be all 100% fuzzy. He said basically in a promo last night, talking about his frustrations with never being able to beat MJF. MJF is 2-0 over him in singles competition, 3-0, as it said on his t-shirt, overall when he faces Chris Jericho in multi-mans, etc., and pointing him off cages competitions. He said basically if he lost, he'd go behind the commentary table and just stay there on Rampage. And MJF responded to this offer of one more match with this huge stipulation by saying, oh, you just got nothing to prove. But he said, after last week saying I tapped out Jericho is cool, but saying I ended Chris Jericho, which he's going to do, would be legendary. He accepted, it's added to All Out. And I think this is the right sort of send-off, because what happened with them on last week's Dynamite, everyone was so burnt out on everything else that happened on the show, it felt a bit anticlimactic there, big fifth labour of Jericho.
Yeah, I definitely see both sides of the argument in this. I think that there are valid reasons to not want another match between the two as well. And, you know, the storyline has kind of progressed for like, what, like 11, 12 months now? It's been a long time coming, the blow-off to this feud. And it'll be interesting to see how this is received more than anything else. But if Jericho is looking for a way out of the ring, hey, putting a guy over on the way out isn't a bad thing to do. A lot of the times when you have stipulations like this, you think, oh, well, the retirement guy's definitely winning then. Like Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. He wasn't leaving WWE. Come on, Roman, you're not fooling us. But with Chris Jericho, it's a bit more believable because he's been a wrestler for a long time. He's not quite what he used to be physically and everything else. So, hey, you know, there's a bit of intrigue.
Yeah, I mean, don't doubt MJF's prowess.
No.
I mean, there's a way. Sid even talked about this. He actually teased this on a preview yesterday, suggesting this might be the way, saying that, you know, if Jericho does win, you can potentially have the best of both worlds. You lose MJF's undefeated record, of course. John Moxley cheated, so that one doesn't count. Singles record, of course. But you can still have him say, well, I'm 3-1 over Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho doesn't have to retire. But I don't know. I genuinely can't call this one, although I will always back MJF forever.
Yeah, he's probably going to win. Bray Wyatt. Let's talk about Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt. Wyndham Rotunda. Impact Wrestling have been linked with this fella. They're the latest promotion to reportedly be interested in signing Bray following his WWE release. This is according to Dave Meltzer on the Sunday Night's Main Event podcast. Apparently, Impact are trying really hard to get Bray in. So, of course, Meltzer has previously reported that AEW are also interested. However, Brian, I almost called him Brian Danielson, Brian Alvarez has kind of issued some conflicting comments on that, talking about how people within AEW were texting him like, what's he on about? So, Bray Wyatt's future is up in the air, is the point. He left WWE on the 31st of July. 90-day non-compete he'd be available from, I've got it written down, the 29th of October. Whether or not Wyatt is interested in working for Impact is currently unclear. But I've said from day one, I think Impact would be a tremendous place for Bray Wyatt to land. I think it's the best fit for him if he's not going to be in WWE. And we went into detail on this on the thing you're going to plug now, I assume.
Yes, exactly. If only someone had done a big podcast on the future of Bray Wyatt and him potentially going to AEW or somewhere else. That's literally coming out today. What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. And it's going to be released as a video on this channel, myself, Andy Murray, and Michael Sidgwick later. Also, just realised with that no-compete ending on the 29th of October, that means the spookiest day of all, he can do some spooky stuff. It's a Sunday. I just double-checked on my calendar. But let us know your thoughts. I completely agree with you. You've been saying this for a long, long time, to your credit, that Impact Wrestling is probably the best place for Bray Wyatt and his creativity.
Definitely.
We're not saying that he's, you know, I just don't think he's a right fit for AEW.
AEW is trying to present a less supernaturally gimmicky style of pro wrestling, and we can argue till the cows come home whether they've been successful in that, but they don't do supernatural stuff in general. Abaddon is a person who thinks she's a zombie. She's not an actual zombie. Tony Khan hated some other stuff that we're going to get to in one of our questions here. Bray Wyatt, his brand of creativity is quite supernatural and wacky and everything else. I don't think that guy would be happy going to AEW and being told, hey, play it straight, brother. I think he'd be a lot more fulfilled in Impact. So there we go.
As you pointed out, the undead realm.
Exactly. So. They got Decay. They got all kinds of stuff that would fit in nicely.
But let's save all that. We'll talk about it later on. Make sure you check out that podcast with myself, Andy, and Sig, either as a video or wherever you get your podcast from. What Culture Wrestling? Let's conclude by talking about Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne, of course, in NXT at the moment, potentially the next challenger for Samoa Joe. He challenged him on NXT this week. And according to a new report from Fightful Select, no crap, just Sap, Sean Ross Sap of Fightful Select, of course. No word on how long a new deal would be for, but apparently WWE have offered him a new deal. No update as to whether or not he's actually signed this. His current deal, though, does expire on the 1st of September, so quite soon. And with all the departures from NXT, you sense that they are clinging on to whoever they can basically get their hands on. But Pete Dunne, incredibly talented. And, you know, when it was Karrion Kross, it didn't really work having Pete Dunne as a challenger because I don't know, those two, they don't really gel. Yeah. But I could see a series with Samoa Joe and Pete
Dunne. Yeah, that could be really cool.
I think it could be fantastic. So I hope he sticks around in NXT. But yeah, Pete Dunne has been offered a new contract to stick around in WWE and NXT in particular.
And he's only 27 years old as well. So it's not like he's one of these guys who's out with Vince's new blueprint and everything else. Yeah, he's not 7 foot tall or whatever. But, you know, he's a young guy and he still has some... he's already great, but you'd think he still has some growing to go as well. So
I've actually got my sources who told me how Pete Dunne reacted when he got offered a new WWE contract.
How did that happen, brother? How did that happen? There you go, of course. Shrugged with a Brummy accent.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Mike on the mic, who says, morning, broskies. With a possible twist in the Baron Corbin story, seemingly him having a great time in Las Vegas, can you see WWE making a series of unfortunate events with Corbin doing a The Hangover scenario? He's got a car now. I'm loving this story, by the way.
That car is going in the river by the end of the week. That's a great idea. That's such a great idea because this storyline is fun. It's lighthearted. It's just a nice break from some of the more serious wrestling stuff that's going on at the moment, isn't it? And Baron Corbin is living it. He's putting everything into this. He's made himself look like a bum. It's great stuff. This is a fantastic idea. Think of the stuff you could do with some wacky people, like bringing in, like Sami Zayn would be great in this somehow. Get some of WWE's more bright, weird characters. Yeah, I'm into this. This is good.
I'll hold my hands up. When I first heard about sad and happy Corbin and what have you, I was like,
oh, no.
Really? That gimmick, especially with that person? But I'll hold my hands up. He smashed it out of the park throughout this, aside from the bit where, and it wasn't his fault, John Cena just bullied him 1 week.
Yeah.
But yeah, him from going from down in the dumps to the... stealing the briefcase thing was a little bit weird, but at least he didn't try and cash it in because that would have been bollocks. Now he's, won all of his money back, it seems. He's been hanging out in the bloody presidential suite in Las Vegas. And I just really am excited to see how they follow this up on SmackDown. I mean, SmackDown this week, what appointment viewing that is. Yeah. Becky, Brock, and now Baron. The three Bs, baby! right, second question today comes from Adam Lang. Great first name. Adam says, morning, legends. Your thoughts on the possibility of broken Matt Hardy coming back when they are done with the big money Matt storylines now that fans have returned?
I think they're slim to none, the chances of getting broken Matt Hardy back in AEW. Just looking at Tony Khan's comments on the character and everything else, it's quite well documented that he wasn't a massive fan of that stuff because it's hard to fit that within the universe he's trying to create with some of the reality breaking stuff. He's previously said, Tony, like he's my mate, he's previously said in interviews and stuff that like the teleporting was like his biggest regret in AEW and that he should have rejected it and everything else. Yeah, I don't think we'll ever see Matt Hardy in this promotion again. It's not in line with what I think Tony Khan wants to present his wrestling show as. So I think it's big money, Matt, for the duration, brother.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're right. Again, it just doesn't really fit into it. They tried to excuse that teleporting away by saying, oh, it was just camera trickery to fool the... Was it Jericho?
Yeah.
I don't see it personally. And also, no offense to Matt Hardy. I love him. He's a legend.
Tremendous.
I think more time needs to be dedicated to other people on the show rather than people like him. Sure. Now you've got, you know, we talked on multiple occasions about this stacked roster of theirs, and Matt Hardy is Matt Hardy. You put him on a poster, he doesn't need any more exposure than saying, it's Matt Hardy.
Hey, Matt Hardy's here, yeah. And he's done a good job in his role and everything else, but you're absolutely right. If you bring the broken character back, it has to occupy even more screen time and stuff. And then it's like, oh, well, we got Bryan Danielson coming in and Darby Allin's there and Jungle Boy 2 and FTR there. Yeah.
Sorry, I've just remembered that photo that thingy from FTR posted.
Yeah, don't look at that. Don't look at that.
Cash.
If you like eyeballs and you like keeping yours intact,
ugh.
I'm going to put it on the website later because, you know,
you're a sadist.
I'm a masochist, but hey, there we go.
Right, final question today comes from Senor Benja, who says, saludos, amigos.
Legend.
Desde España. Desde España. There we go, that's better.
Hey.
If you had to enter the Signs with Video Games Opinions or Wrestling TV Shows war that started with Final Fantasy VIII sucks, which would be your video game take to show in a wrestling sign? He shared all this. Persona 5 sucks, Final Fantasy VIII sucks, the worst Fire Emblem game is better than the best Paper Mario game. It's a proper rivalry, this.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I love it. Red Dead Redemption 2 is a boring walking simulator for nerds. Take that.
I can't believe you just said that.
I spent about 8 hours playing that game. You're moving through treacle. Even when you get on a horse, it's like, hey, do you like moving more than 2 miles an hour with the turning circle of an aircraft carrier? You're going to love this game. Trudge through some snow. Go to the next town. It takes you 20 minutes. Ooh, it's so immersive. No, man. I haven't got time for that. I haven't got time for a game that takes 100 hours to complete. I'm only joking, but I hated it.
Fair enough. I'm going to put this out there. The best game of 2021 is the Tokyo 2020 Olympics game. Because it's the only one I've played, basically, this year.
I think it's FIFA 22.
Actually. Oh, I think it's 2K. I think it's the new 2K. Right, let's move on to today's and finally. I was going to mention this yesterday, but of course, the wonderful Matt, formerly of Everrise, now of 2.0, and a lovely baby boy, Jack. Once again, congratulations to him. Hand is hother off about that. But this was shared the other day by Preston Vance, who tweeted, -1 just FaceTime me to tell me there's 3 girls in his class that have a crush on him. I then asked what his favourite part about school was, and he replied with, when the bell rings at the end of the day and I get to leave. It's like talking to myself 20 years ago. What a G -1 is.
He's a G and he's doing well with his grades, according to his mum on social media and stuff as well. So hey, that's his good stuff. I love -1. Wholesome. Fun.
When the bell rings, man, just piss off home. Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts, including a podcast talking about Bray Wyatt and AEW and Impact and all that later on today with myself and Andy Murray and Michael Sedgwick. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Why should they follow both of us? You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for Hobohemia, which is a community of hobos.
That makes sense. Follow me at Adam Wilbur. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.